Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Banshee Lover, dedicated to Grudge Bikes.
Hey guys, good evening. Welcome to Grudge Talk. I hope each and every one of you had a fabulous Thanksgiving. And hopefully we can come on tonight and get some more of business done. I'm not going to prolong you all tonight, so we go on and get started within the show. Had a few questions asked, so once we get a little crew on, I guess I'll kind of ask the question then and see what you all thoughts are on it. Let's see, we got several callers now, so if I go on and try to open up some of these lines, we got 3624. Your line is open. 3624, your line is open. All right, we got 5675. Your line is open.
Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Oh, not too much, man. What's going on with you?
Nothing, man. Ain't nothing much. Yeah, we okay. I got Shine on here with me. Shout out on here with me. I guess he on the phone.
Okay.
About that, but you go ahead and open up some of the other lines, and then we're gonna let you know get the show.
Okay. All right, we got 0311. Your line is open.
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
I ain't raised no fan. You didn't get back with me last night neither.
Oh, you man, I meant to call you. I'll get back with you.
Okay. All right.
And we've got 1221. Your line is open. One, two, one, one. Your line is open. All right. We got 0676. Your line is open, too.
What's up, fellas? Hey, Chris, what's going on?
What's going on, you there?
Hey, man, I'm chilling.
Very good. Let's see here. Let's see where the rest of the party is at tonight. All right, we got Marvin. Your line is open. All right, Marvin, your line is open, dude.
What's going on, fella?
Oh, not too much.
Man, what's all that noise?
I don't know. We got a little background up there somewhere. I guess why we got a few on here now. Man, it's race next week that everybody's talking about. I don't know, man. I've been doing some thinking about it, not trying to hate on the event or whatever. I just think too much, man, may be going on for those cars and bikes and stuff, too, because I don't know. Maybe somebody else can chime in and let us know. I know a few of you say you've been to it, but I think I was on another show where they was inviting all the ATVs and all that stuff, too. So maybe somebody can come in and shed some light, man. I mean, how much time that it'll be provided for bikes and stuff to go down through there. I will have time to even make shakedowns and stuff, but pretty much this is coming off the trailer stuff for us racing. Because I know if, man, 100 bikes show up down there and you got all those cars, it's just going to be some mess somewhere.
Yeah, I wish somebody come on and not just people just talking off of just to be talking either.
Yeah.
You know, we get a lot of that sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's throwing that race, Chris?
Man, I had the guy named. I can't even think of the guy name. But he seemed to be a real cool fella and stuff, but, you know, then again, I was looking at, say, man, I don't know, man, like I said, I was just trying to see what the other people had to say about it or what they
right.
would use, because I just keep mine to my for now. And,
yeah, well,
it may be interesting, because, I mean, it'd be warm weather and stuff, you know, so.
Yeah. I mean, you would think that, you know, somebody with that's representing that race would say something, because, like you said, we got a lot of questions, and that's too far to be traveling, and you got a lot of questions.
Right.
That's too far. That's too far for anybody. I know guys come from North Carolina or whatever. Hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I hope we have a little nice little grudge thing this weekend. For most of you all that don't know, I do know we had a little race at State Capitol this past weekend, man. And they're like, we got a new kid on the block, man, a little 16-year-old. So he was in a little grudge race on Sunday, man. Well, I guess it was a little friendly race or whatever, but it ended up turning more than a little friendly race. So I think next year, man, we're going to look for a little 16-year-old man do us some damage.
Don't make me laugh.
This is funny as hell. Y'all done messed my little boy up, my boy Malcolm. Yeah, Malcolm said he was just a little. All you were doing was testing. He's testing the bike, and then all of a sudden, y'all talking about a race, man. Y'all let my boy Malcolm get beat with a Honda, man. Y'all be shamed up.
He was doing all right, man, until the guy came on there and told him, man, I'll foot you in the bike, man. And I think that was really laid on him. Made everything go down her heels when he used to hit. Yeah, he came back and told me, he said, man, I'm running over again. He said he wasn't scared.
Chris has took your name, Matt C.
Oh, no, look, I'm so glad I don't really could have got name, bro, but boy, I tell you, it was funny. between Chris and you and Marvin, I ain't got nothing else to worry about.
Hey, you know, man.
What about the little kid, man? He on cloud nine now.
Boy, Malcolm brought a new kid on the block and made a name for himself. Malcolm gonna redeem himself. I'm not gonna let y'all bash my buddy.
Yeah, I want him to. He gonna have to, man. Because if he don't, man, the kid gonna walk all over. He just didn't pick on Malcolm. He called Kelly. He called all of them out, man. He said he don't have no respect with none of them.
On a Honda.
I thought they only made four wheelers.
A Honda with no
pipe. Marvin, the boy said he's foot shifting. That's even worse. He damn near was like a Flintstone. He was putting his feet down. He was gonna push it down.
Man, hold on, guys. We got another number on here. 111 number. Your line is open.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Hey, it's this little Pete's uncle, man. I'm trying to get in touch with Melvin Phillips.
See, Chris? See what I'm talking about, Chris?
I'm trying to get in touch with Melvin Phillips. We're trying to race him again this Sunday over that state council.
Yeah, I meant to tell you all this. His name is Little Pete, man.
Yeah, my nephew named Little Pete.
Mike, please call in if you hear me. Because I need Malcolm on the phone. I got to get something right. And I'm not going to let this happen like this. I'm not going to let it happen.
I'm trying to raise Malcolm this Sunday to take capital for $5,000.
y'all going a little far now.
And after my nephew being Malcolm, we will race Malcolm on Mike Prostock bike. So be careful with the break.
Michael just sent me a message that he can't get on, but I'm going to definitely try to get him on here shortly. Let me think.
Chris, tell him to call me. Tell him to call me, Chris. Malcolm, call me.
Okay.
Boy, y'all are wrong for that. Y'all going to give him a prayer? Said he going to give him a break.
If Malcolm get on a pro stock bike and give us a little piece of break, we'll run him again for $5,000.
Boy, y'all so messy. Who y'all messy for? Y'all need to stop this. See, y'all, that was y'all do down in the South. Y'all messy down in the South, boy.
That's you. That's you, Marvin. You start acting like that when you
come down. We got another call. I think it's Tony. Your line is open too, man.
I'm listening to the boy.
Your line is open too.
Yes. Somebody called my name?
Oh, I called you, Mike. That was me, Mike.
Oh, I thought somebody was looking for me. I can take care of whatever. And if he call a race, and I say it's a race. So now tell me what's going on. I just got back in the States. What's going on? Y'all might be able to get accommodated.
Uh-oh. That's what I'm talking about. I know I'm going to get Malcolm defended.
Uh-oh.
Man, we were at the Tech Center, man, and let know. I don't know who this guy came out of nowhere, man. And I think, what was the red bike? That's Sean's bike, isn't it? The red and black 1000.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the little dude on the little Honda, man, got out there and got him a victory over Malcolm. And boy, he ain't been letting poor Malcolm have it. So I'm hoping Malcolm can come back Sunday, man, and redeem. But the thing is, I don't think the dude want to come. Oh, hold on, we got another caller here, too. 6270, your line is open, too.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Good evening.
Oh, okay.
Malcolm on the line, Chris.
Yeah, okay, what's going on, Malcolm?
I'm trying to find out what happened.
Hey, Malcolm.
You trying to find out? Nah.
Hey, Malcolm.
Let's talk.
Where Malcolm at? Hey, it's little Pete Uncle, man. We want to try you again Sunday.
What y'all got?
We got a Honda.
They got a Honda? What, they got a swing arm on it? All right, I bring my boost out there. What y'all want to do it for?
$5,000. And look, this Mike, this Michael Phillips here?
Yeah, that's me.
If we beat Malcolm, you can get on a pro stock bike, let us leave, and one bike, we're running a pro stock bike too.
Y'all on my pro stock bike too? Well, y'all need to go ahead and
Malcolm,
do that first.
If Malcolm run a pro stock bike, we are running a pro stock bike. If Malcolm run it,
Let Malcolm and Lil Pete, man, have their business first for you. Mess with that.
We can do that pro stock deal too. That
Mike,
one do
you're not listening. Mike, he wants Malcolm to ride your bike.
No, really?
No, he
wants Malcolm to ride the pro street bike. I know that's not. Look, we ain't getting to that because that ain't going to do it.
That ain't going to happen there.
Yeah, let's go realistic. I mean, you talk about something that sponsors is behind, so you know that's not going to happen. So, come on, let's do it real.
That can't happen if y'all want to do it with me. I'll give y'all the back time to break.
Yeah.
Little people.
Can I tell my side of the story so everybody can get it straight? Hold on, Malcolm. I'm trying to find out about this money first. You can wait on this one. Big Mouth, come on, just running them dick suckers. What you say now? You got the back time to break from me.
No, Malcolm, little Pete going to run it again.
Everybody know, man, I'm talking about me. Now I'm talking about money. I ain't talking about no bullshit. I'm talking about money.
He's talking about Malcolm, man. And what he said, if you let Malcolm sit on your bike, he want to race Malcolm. He don't want to race you. He want to race Malcolm. That's what
he's
saying.
Yeah, he want to race Malcolm, but I'm the one. I'm the one can make the calls on that because I guarantee the motor, my motorcycle, cost as much as it probably is damn everything he got. So you can't make no calls with what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, I'm the captain of that shit.
All we have is a little Honda, man. A little Honda. That's all we want, bring a little Honda.
Well, I tell you what, I got a booster then. I got a booster. I let Malcolm ride. Head up. Head the fuck up. All right. Well, Malcolm, go ahead on finish playing with these clowns. I'm gone. I thought they were talking about some real money. I'm gone, Chris.
Let me tell my side of the story so everybody can get it straight. I did not know me and his boy was racing each other. This is what happened. I pulled up on the bike, and I messed with my glove. I was trying to put my glove on, so they let the other dude go where I was going to run on side. So he pulled up on side, and I said, well, fuck it. Come on. Let's go ahead and just, you know, run on side just so I can get a pass in so I want to wait for all them cars. So we left. My light was a 111 light to his 033. I pulled back up on side of him and was looking at him, and I shifted. The bike ran out of gear. The bike was in sixth gear, maybe probably about 20 feet after the 8 mile. When I got to the 1,000-foot trap, I just said, well, I'm going to let off it. I mean, fuck, I ain't running it for nothing. So when we got back around, didn't nobody say nothing about a race then. Didn't nobody say nothing about a race. So now we get on in, it's all this shit here. And I'm looking at him. They talking about he foot-shifting. That boy was not foot-shifting that bike. I'm looking over there at him the whole time. He got that bitch wide open. Ain't chopping no throttle or nothing. And I went a 945 at 130 mile an hour.
Youngin, what we talked about today, youngin. What we talked about today, if they want to have it, let them have it. Because
like I said, 2015,
anything they show up at the track with, the whole clique, they got the
ball. Like I told him, I don't even give a fuck. I never ride mad. When I ride mad, it's bad. I'm going to fuck over him. I promise him everything I love. I'm going to fuck over that boy.
Oh, boy, y'all need to stop. Y'all take this stuff. That's too personal.
I'm being honest. Do you not know every time I catch him at the racetrack, I don't give a damn seeing his car, I'm going to pull up on side. If I catch him up there on the start line on his feet, I'm going to tell him, come on, man, you finna race on feet. That's how I feel right now.
Robin, you can't take it personal, Robin.
No, he rubbed me wrong talking about stuff. I can't ride. Okay, I'm finna show you. Next time, I'm going to do a real bad. He come back down at Honda, well, I'm going to ride this Sunday. I'm going to tell him. I'm going to let him move. I'm going to go back down.
Hey, Chris. Is that my nephew or what?
Boy. Hey, Eric. I don't never really get upset like this, but man, he's boy, I like throw my phone the other day.
Hey, boy. I was on my way to North Carolina, and I was reading that shit, and boy, they were going in.
Man,
it's like that dude don't even look up to Malcolm no more, man.
When he want to act like a grown man, Malcolm just wants to put him back in the boy play. That's all it is.
Yep.
But Chris, no, I told Chris after the first pass I made on bike, I said, damn, Chris, I said, this about to run out again on top end. I ain't even go all the way through. Didn't I say that, Chris?
Yeah, but they took it to another level, man.
Didn't nobody warn me first about how they were.
Hey, Chris, the other guy on the phone, the other guy, Jim Will, that Section 8 bike, we want to run him, too. The guy, Jim Will, that Section 8 bike, we want to run him, too.
Hey, Malcolm, you know what it is for right now, right? No matter,
when the 8 was out, you couldn't melt a motherfucker and pour him on that bitch.
Wait a minute. What kind of bike Jay Will got?
Section 8.
Oh, Lord. What's going on with this? Well, these boys really got it. How's it over there, Amos?
No, them niggas, boy, they feeling themselves, man.
They could run it. I'll call a current owner and let him know that hey, somebody want to run the bike.
Because when the bike was
in our possession and the goon was sitting on it, you couldn't melt nobody and pour them on it.
No, at least you ride that bike now, Jay Will. At least you ride that bike now. You ride your old bike. I just like I told him with that there. I say, bitch, you pull up down the start line with it, I'm going to drag your ass with that. I swear. I'm hot about that, man. I'm for real. I'm real life. I'm like, I'm real life hot about that.
Boy, that boy sounds good. Boy, you sound good like y'all.
You had to grow up around Mike. I'm talking about right
now. Can't you tell it? Boy, this boy, man, tell you. I swear, if you didn't know it was him, I swear you thought they was twins.
Man. I didn't even know it was a race, though.
Mac, you should have known that was coming, man, when that little dude light turned on, man.
No, what they're saying is Mac can sound just like his uncle. You know.
Hey, I'm talking about, like he could be Mike's son, he sounds so much like him. So
yeah,
you know,
and his son just like my daddy.
Damn
it, man!
Why? Boy, y'all
crazy. Yeah, Mac, you should have known that was coming, man. Them boys thought they had they beat the East Coast bike or something, man. Well, they were down there celebrating.
Watch out, bro!
Killing me. Yeah. I didn't even know it was gonna be like that. If I knew it'd been like that, I'd have blew it up. I wouldn't have got out.
Don't blow the main bike up, man. He gonna change the gearing on.
Yeah, he's supposed to, but I ain't riding that bike no more.
Okay.
Don't bash somebody.
Hey, Bill.
Nah, he's putting his place.
Hey, Bill. Yeah, man, I know that. Hey, Phil, little Pete Uncle again. I'm trying to get in touch with that boy, Jay Will, with that Section 8 bike. You want to race that bike?
Jay Will on the phone. And for the unseen time, Jay Will don't own the bike no more. And when Jay Will had the bike and the goo was sitting on it, you couldn't melt a motherfucker and pull them on it. Are you talking about
the one that run it not?
I don't own the bike. Are you talking about a Honda? That's what I want to know. If you're talking about a Honda, nobody would run. I find that hard to believe it wasn't nobody run the Honda. Hey, I'm being fucking honest. Shit, I know motherfuckers get a Honda back tire to break.
Well, not this one.
What?
All I can tell y'all, dog, don't put too much faith in that Honda.
I tell you what, I'm coming to that Mardi Gras race. Have that damn Honda there.
Little Pete Ryan, that bike. What kind of bike you got, man?
Who, me?
You the one on the Mardi Gras race. You have a little Pete going to be on that Honda. What you got?
A booster? He can get whatever he needs that you think he
needs
to get away.
I need three bikes and a move with little Pete on that short old Honda.
Nah, I ain't no street bike. I ain't going to tell you no lie. I ain't no street bike. They got a street bike.
You give me three bikes and a move with little Pete going to put you on your ass.
Three bikes and a move.
That's right. It's a short arm Honda. It's short. It's not even long. With little Pete gonna cut the fucking light on you.
Hey, listen to me. Chris know exactly who I am. Chris, he got it three in the fucking move.
I don't care what Chris know you. You give little Pete three bikes and a move, you'll never see little Pete.
Listen to me, carefully. He got three in the move around here.
All right, you riding that bike, little Pico, whoop your ass.
Listen to me, I'm going to sit on the sideline and smoke me a fucking blunt. My little brother going to be right.
No, whoever you at, little Pete won't run you. You.
Nah,
when you say you on the bike, little Pete riding your own bike, you ride your own bike, boy.
I ain't doing no riding. I'm going to sit on the sideline, I'm going to smoke a blunt, you got your three in the fucking break.
I tell you what, whoever you are, you put Ryan Robinson on that bike, I'll let little Pete beat Ryan too. Ryan that be with Shine, that's your boy. He gonna run you every week with Ryan and Shine. You let Ryan ride that bike, little Pete go whip Ryan ass for $5,000.
Yeah, that little dude was showing out over there in Alabama, man, in that
street tuck shootout.
With that black, with that black
style,
you ride.
Yep. Yes, indeed.
Hey, little Chris, you're the one who's riding the RG3 bike.
You talking about that little bitty dude?
Yeah.
I don't know what his name is.
Oh, okay. Because his name is Chris, too.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Oh, no.
The guy that ride the Blue Magic, his name is Lil B. Well, that's his nickname, Lil B. The real name is Desmond.
Oh.
But, hell, he ain't no bigger than Caleb. Only thing making him heavier than Caleb is his damn health.
If he pull that off, man, that's going to – you can't tell him apart, to be honest with you.
No, you really can't.
Yeah. Sam, what's going on up there in Memphis, man? Whatever. I thought we had him.
Yeah, I'm curious. Yeah, I'm curious to see how this Florida race gonna be.
Yeah, a lot of people are, man. See, 3624, man, your line is open.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much. Hey, Chris, you get that thing on Facebook about the top 25 street races in the Memphis area?
I was watching some clips or something out there. I didn't read that at all, because they got the top 25 out there. They just
pulled some names out of the hat and put them in there. You know, they had that little tournament of champions the Friday, Black Friday after Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. How did that go?
Did my four bikes show up? And them four bikes, them the top four of the top 25.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, they got Timo, he number one. German English number two. The cat from Pine Bluff. Tommy Welch, he number three. Lil E number four. And Tackle Box 5, 9, 6. We got Copperhead at number 7.
Oh, okay. Man.
I think two of the videos they put on there was the cameras on the back of Copperhead bike. He fucked up
right,
with
okay.
The first time. The second pass, the nitrous didn't take, and dude got by.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yes, indeed.
Some boys had me rolling on Facebook. They had about 1,000 posts about that.
Yeah, like I said, I think I watched the article, but I didn't read into a lot of it. I was trying to watch that little clip that was on there. Yeah.
I think the one clip they showed, all you can see is the white bike. That's dude, I think Slim or somebody racing King.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. So is that the end up there too in Memphis, or is everybody kind of getting ready for next year?
I think all the big bikes over with, but the streets still talking about doing something. They're trying to do something this Saturday if it don't rain.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Well, I'm looking forward to trying to get it on this weekend, too, over in Louisiana. I thought they got a car race Saturday.
Yeah,
then Sunday.
Yeah,
Sunday.
Me.
I got another question, too, man. Who all going to that race? Dano doing, what is it, January 3rd?
Man, it's going to be cold as hell.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It may be a hit and miss, man. This weather been funny because, like I said, we had 7-8 degree weather, man, this past Sunday. But the weather's always warm.
That's possible. The majority of everybody else got they already sent their bikes to the shop for the winter.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, you
hey.
Are.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey Marvin.
What's up?
You gonna drive the big truck down there to Florida?
Man, I'm not going down there, man.
I left you a message on your phone last week. I guess you thought I was close by and you don't answer the phone. You know what it says,
oh,
right?
My God.
What number you calling for so I can lock it in? I'm gonna call you in a few minutes.
Yeah.
I just got out of the shop too, dude. You should have got me last moment. I was trying to get you. I just did some work to the big truck.
Text me the number.
All right.
That man jive.
And guess what? And see you want Antonio too, huh, Marvin? I wish I catch Booty all at the same time.
Ooh, hey, Antonio, you hear that? I think we may lost Antonio. Let me see if I can patch him back on. Let's see. We got another caller while I'm doing it. 8616 when your line is open.
What up, Vince?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Chilling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's been going on over in Alabama? Nothing besides the football game.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Roll Tide.
Say what?
Y'all had him, bro. Y'all already had him, man. Y'all had him. Y'all let him get back in the game at the last minute.
Chill, you talking about? I ain't no Auburn. No Alabama fans.
That's not your poor Auburn, man, right there in your hometown.
No, I ain't no Auburn. No Alabama fan, cuz.
He's an Alabama fan, man. Don't insult him like this, man. Man, did y'all see Cousin Cut little movie he had out there on Facebook?
Yeah, he had a whole movie out and didn't get paid for it.
Oh, man.
What happened to that police that was on the phone a few minutes ago?
The who?
What happened to the police that was on the phone just a few minutes ago?
No, that was somebody disguising their voice, man.
Huh?
That was somebody disguising their voice, man. Sounds like you want to raise Malcolm, huh?
Well, they tell me they disguising their voice in the wrong way.
Oh. You might come back on later.
Yeah.
That raise needs to happen ASAP, man.
I'll be there Sunday. I'm gonna be there when AJ and Gary and them get there.
What time the track open up Sunday?
It open up at 10:00. I'll be there at 10:05.
I can't. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna catch the early service at church.
I want to come over there so bad. My son will have a heart attack if I don't do what I told him I'm gonna do.
Yeah, you don't want to mess that up.
Yeah. Hey, Pee Wee, don't worry about it. You hit about on that thing. He just killed this poor child.
I don't want to hear about it. You know, I'm about a dollar. I don't want to hear about it. Look, if it happened any time after 3:00, all you have to do is say it ain't went down yet. Y'all call me, Tim. It ain't went down yet. I'm coming straight from New Orleans, straight that way.
Oh, you need me to hold off from killing him? I hold off that long.
Boy, look, if you can hold off to at least no later than 5, I can be over there by 5.
Nah, I think they close at 5, though.
They close by 5.
All right, I can't. Go ahead. Look, tell your business. Don't worry about me. I'm just going to go ahead and do my son what I promised him. I was going to do him for half his Christmas present. So.
Well, you take care of Christmas because I'm finna mess somebody's Christmas up.
I'm just gonna stop my little donation off, and you just don't do you.
Okay. Well, you let me know. I'll let you know because I'm finna go on
here.
How much
you want to do it for, Mel? How much they got one race for?
I
don't know. The Lip Man ain't scared of nothing, man. That what had me laughing at him because I'm like, I'm reading
yeah.
it. And,
yeah, well, now what got me? See, Kendall should have warned me before I ran the boy. See, Kendall ran him, and Kendall lost to him too. And Kendall say, well, it wasn't really a race, but you know, they take stuff like that and think that they won.
Right.
And they put that a stripe under their belt as a bronze point. So I said, okay, I know how to handle him from here on out. So I'm going to do him real bad when I go by him because the emergency flash don't throw my hand off the handlebar.
Don't do that because you might just fall. Don't do no shit like that. No, you just keep on going, down and you got your ass whipped, so keep on moving.
K.I.M. Chris moving. He didn't have nothing to lose because it wasn't nothing but a shakedown. But
yeah.
in the words of Michael Phillips, now when they got something on the line, make it hurt. Oh, it's different.
Yeah, man, I ain't know you could lose to a shakedown. I swear, and the thing that got me, why they weren't bumping like that at the racetrack? When we could have got on and did it again, but ain't nobody say nothing about it at the track.
Man, we
should have
known that,
man. Like Chris said, Malcolm, that a dude would think he didn't beat Mike instead of you. He think he'd be the professional shit. I'd be Malcolm Phillips. That's what
you're
doing now.
I ain't gonna lie, the drummer was funny though. I ain't lying. I feel bad for you. Yeah, I felt bad for you. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I got so mad, I started to go up there and call them boys. I said, come on, let's go do it on the street right now. I was so upset. I said, look, when you get out of school, buddy, I need to come find out where you are. You can do it on the street.
Where the boy at in the
school, bro?
Chris.
Yeah, that boy.
Man. Chris, Malcolm wanted to be a school bus. He was over there picking the ball up from school.
Now, I'm going to tell you what was the part that sealed the deal, man, when the boy put a picture of his tie out there. Did y'all see that?
Oh, my goodness. Man, that was ridiculous. Man, I
one tie on that dude by that mother ball head, y'all. And I tell you, it looked like a racing tie. That mother was slick.
Don't bring that boy, let you get a tie. Cause two round one,
yeah.
Five,
yeah.
Four, that nigga said, Malcolm,
yeah.
Paul, the boy who fell, Racer Malcolm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they Sterling had some hookups at the track, man. So they need to have all that. But yeah, that dude there, man. I said. Boy, that was ridiculous, yeah.
Then what made it worse, Chris was texting me and say, man, that boy really feeling himself today. I said, you see him, huh, Chris?
Yeah, man,
yeah,
so I was laughing myself.
Yeah, this little Pete on my left disconnected. Who want to do something with little Pete Sunday?
Me? Oh. Me, I'm right here.
How much you want to do it for?
Whatever, please. Look, whatever ain't going to hurt y'all too much. Make it light on yourself.
Man, first, make sure that Pete didn't want to have a Honda there, man, because I don't want. What was the other deal with the other race, man, that they were trying to talk up? Was it.
That must have been that race with him and Kimber. I don't know.
There was another race, too, man, that they were trying to. Mayor wanted to race somebody, so I'm going to call out somebody and.
Man,
no one
Mayor, ain't gonna do not a, Mayor ain't going to do not a god. Damn thing, but make them sorry ass shakedowns like he made Sunday. looking like he on Larry McBride, my guy, his feet all up on top of the stairs. Look like a damn chicken going on the track.
Hey, I'm telling the truth. Stop telling the truth because they're going to see you hating. They're going to see you hating because you're telling the truth. No,
man, the hell with me, though.
Hey, man, come on. Y'all got to put a video of this stuff, man.
Call him Double Better. That's what I call him.
Mm-hmm. Now you call the main Larry McBride.
I'm telling you, man. The man stretch out on like he Larry McBride. I'm see if I can find Larry McBride on Facebook.
Hey, Malcolm. Tell everybody on Grand Turk Radio Custom Cut Bike new name while you're on here. Tell them the new name.
Oh, that'd be called Black Friday. We renamed
right,
it Black Friday.
Black Friday. Most likely
that's
Black
the cheapest
Friday.
Holiday. That's the cheapest holiday in the United States. Black Friday. They call that. Then he got out here. Somebody really made a movie about him. I was like, man, you should be ashamed of yourself on that damn 14 with no pipe on. He's coming straight out the Oh boy. I'm still upset about it. I got beat. I'm still upset about that. I've been thinking about that.
I know you feel that, because, man, I was feeling that going up the road. I said, man, poor Malcolm, I know it's going to be a bad, rough week for him, boy,
but,
after this.
I know, but I didn't. But Chris, I didn't know we were racing. I know not.
Man, you should have known that when you all lined up. Belly boy didn't have nothing to lose for that race up, man. Then he going to come out of victory between. Man, you should have known.
Well,
was,
I didn't think I had nothing to lose. I mean, me, I'm just up there. You know, I ain't going to feel like waiting behind all them cars. So I just said, I'm going to slide on up there. Earl told me, go ahead up there. So I just slipped
well,
on
but,
up there. And
but
not,
you know,
what,
as a person, man, saying that was Malcolm over there, man, he got that
he
victory
got to worry
on
about looking for
him.
I
yeah,
know.
You,
well, he ain't got to worry about looking for me no more. Next time he get up, he ain't got to worry about looking for somebody to run on side. I'm going to be right there. Be right there smiling.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, buddy, I'm ready. You ready? Come on.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah?
Morgan's on the phone?
Do what now?
Morgan's on, or you lost? You know,
yeah, Marvin's still on. He's still
on.
Yeah,
I'm still on. I just got two GoPros. I'm going to put one on your truck and one on my truck here. You got two what now? GoPro. I got two cameras. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hey,
if you get a third one, if Antonio want take the winner, he can get a camera too.
I need one of them GoPros so y'all can, so I can show y'all how the Gap fan gonna be looking when I do that po' boy in.
Well, me and Marvin got something personal. After we do this, then I'm get Antonio. Then I'll give you the camera after we finish.
Yeah.
Well.
Marvin said you got the back tie.
Not yet.
Which one of them back ties, I don't know. But Marvin said you got the back tie.
Jay, Marvin can't give me the back tie. Marvin got 10 speed, bro. Marvin got 10 speed in that. Marvin better try to rim your head up. Give me the back tie if he
wants.
Yeah, Marvin, you know I love you, bro. You know I love you, man. You know you're my boy.
Oh, you know it. Much love, boy. Y'all, the way y'all show me love down there in Louisiana, boy, stop it, boy. I'll never get that. Never.
You gotta come back when we go back to street dog without getting
it. Oh,
man,
you kidding me? Oh, man, shoot.
And I just want to give you an update on that Gillum race, man. That's going to be an all-grudge event, man. No classes or whatever. So there won't be no excuses no class. We may do a hand clutch class or something in there, but everything else is good.
And everybody, while you're on the radio, Chris said if the track don't work, giving everybody money back. They guarantee the track to work. Right, Chris?
Man, you saying that now.
pop one of the springs.
Nah, for real. Hey, Mo, you was there, right, Mo? You was there, Gilbert.
Man, boy,
that track worked.
Man. And put it like that. Chris, if you don't say it, I say it. If y'all like ain't hooking up, I'll give you money back.
Yeah. Don't go out in the damn flip flop, or you're losing on the damn track. That's
man,
track. Take your shoes off, man.
Man, you're losing in a burnout box.
Yep.
Man.
Kill Zone, you know,
Kill Zone
still on the phone?
Kill Zone. I think we lost Kill Zone.
I know Killzone said they're coming over there too, so shit, he's not gonna be disappointed, man. That damn track works.
No, that's a wrong
hey,
track.
When
yeah.
Marvin, when you relocate,
say that again.
When you relocate,
in May.
Oh, cause I just crossed that state line, boy. You can tell when you leave Louisiana and come into Texas, it smells different. all that plant smoke in the air got my asthma flaring up, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Man, nobody coming on. Where really is tonight, Chris?
I don't know, man. They probably just in the background listening, man. It's not too much Well, we may just do an hour show tonight anyway. It's not nothing else perfect or nothing. Else.
Come on, Eugene, turn up, Eugene. Chris, I'm going to cut this shot. Turn up, Eugene, turn up. Turn
I figured
up.
It was going to be kind of quiet, though, man. There ain't no racing season going on. But I'm hoping that somebody can come on and talk about this race next week. Because, like I said, for a lot of people make trips over there and come to find out it ain't what. Because I know a lot of the car guys talking about going because I see little promos or whatever. Going, but I know bikes going to need at least one or two shakedowns and so.
All right, X, you know,
Ryan was on there earlier, man. I don't know what happened to him. Let me try.
I mean, Ken, come on the move, man. Ken, I'm going to have Ken. I don't even call really on the move.
Ken. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they.
Yeah, is everybody at Christmas shopping tonight, man? Everybody on the radio show.
Yeah, they. Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody is on listening, but it's kind of quiet, I guess. Everybody waiting for the next 2015 year.
I'm gonna show up and show out.
So, Malcolm, you got to at least put about 3, 4, 5 bikes on that kid that could beat him in a close race.
I'm
going to
be
like, running with him.
Look, man, I'm trying to be like Squeak Mr. 10 or better. I'm trying to whoop him by 10 bikes or better.
Yeah, you got to put some distance on him.
Don't be like Squeak, man. Don't be like Squeak. You got to be like Ray Lee and did Custom Cut.
I own you, boy. Freddie said, I own you, boy. When you go drive the night, you see the green eyes. I own you, boy.
Yes, indeed. All right, let's see. We got another call. It's 6775, and your line is open.
It's me. It's me. Man, I got me a new victim for next year. I got some I'm gonna clean they clock with. I heard they were running their mouth saying they got a whole Louisiana down. I'm gonna skip all the motherfucking green off that bitch when I catch it. I want everybody know what I'm talking about. Rip all the green and black off the leather. That one thing I don't like. Nobody that's two-faced. I'm calling people all in Texas, telling them that I lost. I'm gonna show you how I'm gonna lose. I'm gonna lose my foot right off his ass. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I'm gonna rip the B off the front of it, depending where it needs to go, back on the east. I heard he's talking trash.
Wait a minute. Huh? I must have missed that.
You ain't missed nothing. You heard just what I said. I didn't stop.
What you gonna rip off my?
I'm gonna rip the B off of the east. And it's gonna be a two-hand clutch. It's gonna be a two-hand clutch bike. Brand new coming out the gate. I don't need no slider. I'm gonna whoop him on two hands just cause he told somebody that I'm losing. I'm gonna show him my hand was made for that. I don't need a slider to whoop him. And then if he make the race right, we got an all motor one coming out. He make the race right, and he gonna, but he got a switch on his bike. I'm gonna have a slick on it. He can draw his nitrous. I'm gonna run him on motor. Sitting in. I don't know what I'm talking about. The white male. I'm going to call his name out. The white male. I know you listen. Look, a ghost ain't listening. Let him know what I see. I don't like that two-faced shit. I've been holding in long enough.
Mike, you ain't got nothing you can bring over Sunday?
No, my old lady taking me to Houston this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's taking me. Oh, I'm all right. Well,
you going to scratch championship?
Yeah, we going. Huh?
Well, I want to go over there, but I don't want to take that drive to Houston then come all the way back to New Orleans. That's going to be too much.
This action's going to happen next year.
Oh, okay.
I know. I was just talking about the weekend.
Pee-wee. Boy, you just watched today. I've been hearing all kind of noise. I've been hearing all kind of shit been coming back to me. Talking about I done lost it, called Jeff Peck and all them boys, got all them boys on the phone telling them I went to sleep, Little Richard drugged me, and this and that, all that old crazy ass talk. Okay, I'm going to show y'all I lost
it. I heard you with that old so-called click. Well, whatever it was, that so-called clique y'all in, or whatever that race team that y'all supposed to be.
Shit.
Or we supposed to be. Let me put it that way.
Shit.
He is part of it. I'm going to go ahead on out there and say it. Michael Phillips is part of that clique. The real nigga clique. He's part of that clique.
He couldn't hit a bull in the ass with a Gatling gun before so that motherfucker is. He ain't gonna never be smart enough to beat me, cause he listened to too many people. When he was listening to me, and she was hauling air, then he didn't want to go in there and listen to them other folks. Keep on listening to him and watch how I run this two hand clutch right off in your ass. I'm gonna try to blow your ass hole wide open like Parker Mack truck in. I know you listen. Come on there. Come on, I know you listen. Negotiate, tell him to come on here. That's the reason why I ain't say nothing to him. I really wanted to do something else when I saw him at the racetrack. But I held my composure.
Yeah, no,
you're a good man,
put a
man.
Bike on it, man. Just put a bike on it.
Yeah, that's all. Hello.
You know what I'm saying? You know how I am. If I can help somebody, I'm going to help him. Chris, you know the same way. If I can help somebody, I'm going to help you. I ain't going to pull no salt on nobody. You're going to call some people way to text and tell them, I went to sleep on the tree when we ran Little Richard. I went to sleep. I'm losing it. And you ain't bet now a penny. So what you talking about? Why you know what I'm saying? I don't like no two-faced shit like that. You know what I'm saying? He's going to call all around. He got to hold Louisiana down. You ain't holding nothing down. I'm letting him out there. First race you got, I want it. And I'm going to let him know. I want him. I'm going to keep sending messages to him. I ain't no sister trying to make up with me. I hope them boys got you right, because I know the best your bike going to run. I already know that. Okay. I know you can't repeat out here too, man.
In April over there, we can get tonight ride a bike over there. We all do that race over again?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
With the red bike, this how he said it. He want to run the red bike first, he can run the red bike, then he can run Geronimo. That's what he said. So ain't no sense of running one time. Might well bring enough where he can bring two races. We can get two races
all right.
Yes, sir. And then they got an all motorbike. Oh, that's right. He do got a true hand clutch bike. That one of that 1400 ain't one of them a true hand clutch bike.
Yeah, thanks,
sir. That 14, get along, hater. Stop hating before you break up there. Oh, Lord.
I believe one of them is a two-hand. I don't know if it's a two-hand or what, but I think one of them is a... Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I mean, I ain't got no beef with Alex, but this other boy, I got something for him.
Right.
I got something for him. I got to rip his hide off his ass.
Man, just like I said, man, put the bike, man. Y'all gonna sell it with the bike.
Well, I can do it. Chris, it's like they do in your race. Two down, one back. If he wanna do it with the bike, we can do it with the bike. He wanna do it with the hands, we can do it with the hands. Either way it goes.
I just don't like no two-faced person.
You know, especially one I helped out. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying the one I bent over helped out. But anyway, there ain't nobody on the line tonight. God, Ali, what everybody, Christmas shopping, still pull up from Taylor. I ain't getting no Thanksgiving. I was across that water Thanksgiving. I had to eat some Chinese shit. Damn apple.
<Yeah.
laughs> She gave me the shit.
What kind of food they had over there?
Huh?
What kind of food they had over there?
What kind of food they had?
Yeah, over there on the roof. What kind of food they had over there?
They had a window pizza. They had some other stuff over there, but shit, all of it gave me the shit.
Good.
You know how your stomach, when you leave, you go one place, your stomach got adjusted to that, but for real. If you leave home and go somewhere else and eat when you get back home, ain't your body loose? Just think about it. When you leave home, leave what you eat and go somewhere else, yo, when you get back home, take your nice living, your body's going to be loose.
Yep. Well, guys, I guess we're going to go on and end it, man. It ain't too much going on. I think we.
All right, so
thank God for stopping. But I guess we'll turn back in next week, and I guess I'll come back on and let you all know how this race takes place Sunday, too. Yeah, yes, indeed. Well, all right, guys, I guess we're going to just do an hour show tonight. And,
hey, Malcolm, still on there?
And I guess we'll check back in with you.
Malcolm,
hold on, guys. Before we close on, we got one more caller here. 3732, man, your line is open. Hello?
Yes, I'm trying to get in contact with Keith Dennis.
I don't know, those guys been off for a minute.
You don't have a number
for him? No, like I said,
you can leave your number, we can get him.
Okay, can I leave my number with you?
Yeah, leave it with Chris.
Yeah,
I'll get key number, Chris.
Hold on, let me see.
What you want with it? Just looking back at our life.
Well, Ryan right there. Ryan on the phone, dude. Over here, Ryan right there.
I just need him to do some riding for me. Test ride a bike for me.
Just take Chris your number.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Until I
think I have your number. Hold on 1 second. Let's see here. You know, hold on. I'm trying to find something to
put this thing back in there.
Get up. All right, let's see here.
Try to grab my finger shit.
7-5-7-7-1-4. All right, I got it.
Yeah, can you tell him to give me a call tonight?
Okay.
Okay, all right.
And what's your name, man? What's your name?
Tell him to give me a call tonight.
Okay.
Okay,
then. All right. Okay, guys. All right, man, you all have a nice one.
Hey, what was the dude's name? What was his name? What dude said name?